Good morning. Thanks for tuning in. The local share market is going to get off to a positive start this morning, albeit a modest one. The futures are telling us that we'll be up by around 0.2% when we kick off later on this morning. And there's reason to be miffed on the back of that, given the fact that US and European markets in some instances moved ahead quite convincingly, particularly where Wall Street is concerned. So I suppose you need to balance up the local outcome in the context of what's happened over the course of the holiday shortened week. You know, we have moved higher to almost gain as much as 2% at different times during the week. Yesterday down by about 0.25%, influenced by those stronger than expected employment figures. So I suppose we just balance that up in the context of the case now firming for the RBA raising rates by 0.25% at the next meeting on the back of those employment figures. But in terms of what we saw in the Northern Hemisphere, as I alluded to, overwhelmingly quite a constructive session on a number of fronts in terms of how stocks performed. The trend, stocks higher, interest rates either steady or at least plumbing lower levels and exploring lower yields, higher prices. So the transformative outcome last night on Wall Street was the producer inflation report for the month of March. So a much better than expected outcome at a headline level. The producer inflation measure fell by 0.5%, so falling from to 2.7%, so that was below the market's expectations. The core rate of inflation, which was expected to rise, fell by 0.1%. The expectations were for that measure to rise by 0.3%. So core inflation fell from 4.8% to 3.4%. So having upstream price pressures moderate to that extent was a very encouraging outcome for the markets. Remember, the previous day we saw those inline CPI figures, so that picture for the last month in the US stacking up quite nicely. So the case for a 0.25% rate hike still in place as far as the US was concerned. But what we saw initially with the response to these numbers where interest rates are concerned was yields fall quite substantially. So 10-year yields fell as low as 3.36%. They finished at around 3.44%. A similar story with the 2-year. It went as low as 2.89% in yield terms, finished back towards 3.96%. But that move lower, that exploration on the lower side for yields, worth keeping an eye on, given where we've come from in recent times. And certainly in markets will be keeping these well-behaved inflation numbers at the back of their mind from time to time over the course of the next month. It's just a question of whether or not that trend continues. Central banks have no choice but to talk a tough game when it comes to getting inflation under control. So we saw that in yesterday's minutes. That's been the blemish in the last couple of days in terms of what we've heard from the Fed. So last night, a nice recovery for stocks. So at the end, we had the Dow up by 1.1%, the S&P 500 up 1.3%. Tech stocks back in the winner's circle last night, with the NASDAQ up by around 2%. So we saw that in terms of, you know, components like Apple, Disney, Microsoft, they were all up in the order of around 2-3% where the US markets are concerned. At the margins, we saw the weekly claims numbers, the number of people claiming unemployment benefits, that had a little bit of a bump higher in the last month, so last week rather. So that was also seen as a positive in relation to that rate conversation. So not to be left out, European markets also performed quite well last night for a couple of important reasons. And yeah, European benchmarks did quite nicely. The German market, even though it only finished up by around 0.2%, the DAX tried out a 15-month high during the session. The French market hit an intraday record high and it finished with an improvement of 1.1%. The FTSE was a little more contained, up by around 0.25%. So there were some important outcomes last night. European industrial production numbers were better than expected, but what stood out was the performance of luxury goods brands like LVMH and the like. But it was LVMH that was the catalyst for the fact that they saw much better than expected first quarter sales. Their luxury sales were up by around 18%. They saw double-digit improvements in a number of jurisdictions, in Japan up by more than 30%, double-digit improvements in China as the country emerged from the lockdown. Very encouraging forward-looking statements from the organization, which had the stock up by around 5% at the end of the session, but a host of other organizations in that cohort also doing quite well. Hermes up by around 3%, Kering was up by 2%, Richemont, another famous luxury goods maker, up by around 4%. So that was one of the standouts. You still had European Central Bank officials running around talking about the need for higher rates, but that was at the margins in terms of its influence. There's about a 30% chance that there'll be a 0.5% hike in terms of the market's pricing at the moment for the ECB move, and 0.75% expectation that we'll see a 0.25% rate. So bonds were pretty well behaved last night. 2-year bonds finished at 2.75, 10 years at 2.36% rather, helped by that inflation news that was better than expected as far as the US was concerned. So European industrial production figures in the last month up by 1.5%. So that was quite a deal better than what the market had looked at. So as I said, we have got an important session ahead for local market, kicking off by about 0.1%. It'll be interesting to see how local investors balance everything up today. One of the highlights is yet to emerge as far as Wall Street is concerned, with US banks reporting their earnings numbers. Demand for credit, all of those sorts of things are going to be looked at very closely in terms of what's happened in the last month where these earnings numbers are concerned. So that will play out as far as Monday's session is concerned. The better than expected producer inflation numbers saw the US dollar fall away quite substantially last night, and that has seen most other currencies do quite well. That's been influential as far as commodity prices have been concerned. So the Aussie dollar is trading at around 67.85 US cents as we start Asian trade on Friday. Have a great weekend. See you on Monday.